some people would use the word unforgettable, unfortunate. Others would say regrettable. I'm going to use the word horrible situation we have this year. Not only do we have less money in the state budget, but we have a situation in which we have higher education funding against Medicaid services. In many ways, we would look at that as a false choice. Missouri has other choices. In fact, we have better choices. Choices that would allow investment in Missouri's infrastructure to help our economy grow, and investment to maintain our quality of life as we know it here in Missouri. Higher education funding has consistently been reduced since I've been here, now 8 years, and tuition increases in higher education have skyrocketed. For instance, four-year universities' tuition increase has been up 83%, and for two-year colleges, 52%, making higher education less affordable for Missourians. Our economic success here in Missouri depends on our investment in higher education, good schools, high-quality health care, and safe communities. Relative to the size of our economy, Missouri's general revenue budget is lower today than it was in 1981. It's almost 30 years ago. Yet our population is larger, our personal needs are greater, our skills in the global society have certainly been more advanced. Clearly, we need to improve our revenue. There are loopholes that are allowed to exist because we've not had the political will to update our tax structure. We have a dilemma, Mr. Speaker. We have a moral document before us today that will reflect what we value. Do we value people? Do we believe in the worth of and the education of the next generation of Missourians? Do we see our role as the public structure that does for the citizens of Missouri the things they cannot do for themselves? I ask each member of this body to think deliberately, reflectively, as they embrace on their votes today as we look at the state's budget. We could say there are many tough decisions. Again, we could say perhaps they're false choices because we have not addressed the revenue stream. With that, Mr. Speaker, I hope all members will be thoughtful in their votes today. I know there will be places we disagree. There will be some places where we do agree. With that, Mr. Speaker, I ask that we be thoughtful about our budget votes today. Thank you.